The rise of software as a service, SaaS, changes many things about how companies sell software. But those changes aren't wholly independent from each other. It turns out that the average selling price of a SaaS application determines many other aspects of that SaaS business. A simple way to think about this is to group the average selling price of SaaS applications into three categories: high, medium, and low. Where your SaaS app falls in these categories determines many other things. For example, think about customer acquisition cost. A SaaS application with a high average selling price can also have a high customer acquisition cost. If each sale brings in a lot of money, you can afford to spend a lot to get each new customer. But if the application has a more moderate price, the customer acquisition cost should be moderate as well. While a low-cost SaaS application can't afford to spend much at all on getting each new customer, its customer acquisition cost needs to be quite low. This has direct implications for your Salesforce options. A high average selling price can support an external Salesforce, people in the field who personally visit customers. A medium price doesn't typically allow this. It's too expensive. Instead, inside sales, people on the phone, is a more common choice. And for low-priced SaaS products, you probably have no Salesforce. You must sell in other ways. All of this affects the customer relationship. A firm selling a high-priced SaaS product through an external Salesforce can have personal relationships with its customers. That's why you have the Salesforce. A medium-priced offering with inside sales can have telephone relationships, but a low-cost SaaS product typically has nothing. The customers, the company is its website. That's all they see. Average selling price also affects the allowable user training for a SaaS offering. A high average selling price can support the creation and delivery of substantial amounts of training. This implies that the product can be complex enough to need this training. And since customers spend more to acquire it, they're probably willing to invest more in learning how to use the product. A medium-priced offering can support a moderate amount of training, but a low-cost SaaS product needs to be simple, requiring minimal training. There's no money to support anything else. All these differences lead to differences in the typical customer at each price level. High-priced products are commonly sold to enterprises, organizations that need the power they bring and probably want a salesperson to work with. Medium-priced products commonly target small and medium businesses, SMBs, and departments of larger firms. Low-cost SaaS offerings can target SMBs and individuals. One way to think about this chart is to realize that SaaS offerings generally need to be consistent across a row. For example, if you're planning to sell your SaaS application at a low price, you're in the bottom row, but you also expect to have an external sales force or to offer a complex product that requires substantial user training, this probably won't work. In the same way, if you plan to offer a high-priced product, you're in the top row, but you plan to sell it solely through a website, you're also setting yourself up for disappointment. Enterprises are often reluctant to buy important and expensive software without some kind of personal contact, even if it's just a voice on the phone. It's common for ISVs to think of SaaS initially only in terms of the bottom row, as being only for low-priced applications. But this isn't right. ISVs today offer applications successfully across all three levels. In fact, high-priced SaaS offerings can require less change to an ISV's business because more money to share can mean fewer changes in things like sales commissions and how you work with partners. It is important to realize, however, that SaaS providers can find it hard to move down in this chart. A product designed for the top row, such as a complex solution that requires lots of user training, might not be appropriate for the lower rows, where the resources and user commitment are smaller. The creators of a top row SaaS app might also have expected it to be sold through a Salesforce, a luxury that's just too expensive for SaaS offerings in the bottom row. For an established ISV, adopting SaaS is a multifaceted thing, and it requires all kinds of changes. But those changes are not independent from one another. They are connected in important ways. Understanding these connections is an essential part of being successful in this new world of SaaS.